Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to the show. The questionable intelligence course. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, lady and gentlemen, welcome to a new edition of the questionable intelligence report. Sorry, Larry Comanche, Michael Trialellos, and Ralph Macchio. the one female that we've managed to convince to interact with us regularly is missing at the moment. I'm just going to assume that she's having a child.
And I'm probably leaving early.
What's that bullshit?
Yeah, probably leaving in 30 seconds now.
I hate all of you. Lou's phone battery is going to die in about 10 minutes. What do you got going on, Mick? Don't tell me you have a life.
No, well, not really. I'm just going to my friend's birthday today, so we're going out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you have, what friend is it? You have friends?
One or two. Look at you up there playing the field. Yeah, not really.
Yeah, so our topics for today include pretty much the, well, I figured we'd talk about this, the media coverage of the whole typhoon in the Philippines and the media coverage of disaster and, you know, like shootings and stuff in general.
Am I a horrible person for not paying attention to the media coverage about that?
No, you're
about what,
the
Philippines thing?
Yeah.
No, the Philippines? Or
no,
the
I mean, yes, but no.
I mean, like,
I haven't been paying attention to it either. I haven't,
right.
I haven't set foot in the direction of that. Like, I heard typhoon,
right.
10,000 people are dead, and I'm like, okay, that's depressing.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this
last numbers
this,
are
that's 2,500. But then, like,
you're Filipino, so, like, really?
Wait, what? What? The last numbers are what?
2,500.
Oh, 2,500?
Yeah.
Well, still, either way.
Oh, that's nothing.
You know, that's 2,500 dead. Yeah, it's 2,500 dead. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's no big deal.
Yeah, nothing.
Nah, you know what? Not bad.
That's not so bad for a disaster, but the whole thing about the disaster, it's like every time there's a disaster, there's a big media coverage, there's, you know, all these not-for-profit organizations that want to run in and, you know, send aid to these countries and stuff like that. And I keep thinking, why do we have to wait till people are dying before we decide to, like, help them in some way? And, like, what happens to those relief efforts? Like when Haiti, the whole thing in Haiti went down, like, Wyclef was out there, you know, being loud and like, oh, Haiti, I'm Haitian, you know, refugees, Fugees, look at me, I'm Haitian. And then he got, like, caught up in some kind of scandal because he was, like, taking, like, relief money and just blowing it on nonsense.
Was he really?
Yeah.
You can excuse me if Michael Garvey is not my main source of news.
That's sad,
I
man.
I know, tell me about it.
That's really sad.
I'll tell you a quick sad story about Hurricane,
Sand Irene?
Earthquake, Haiti.
Hurricane Sand Irene, I believe.
Yeah.
Earthnami. Earthnami Sand Irene.
There was a church lady that I was barking up her tree as, you know, anything with two legs and like they would. She brought like a bunch of like supplies and stuff because they were shooting some container out there to Haiti to help them. Some nor'easter came and washed and flooded the lower part of my warehouse, and a lot of that shit got ruined. Rice and shit, so I had to throw all that shit out. Baby clothes, it was horrible.
This was aid to Haiti that got destroyed in your warehouse?
Yeah.
What irony.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's not ironic. I got ruined there. Later on, that lady collected more bullshit or what have you, and had some church people do a 20-foot container, which is not huge, but it's a lot of shit that they, I imagine, put in there. I didn't help them at all, but apparently they filled it up. So the lady was sending it through Dominican Republic for a better rate. to get to the Dominican Republic so they would drive it to Haiti. Now, she had a hookup through some Haitian lady who was making the rounds going, you know, from church to church, like, oh, come help Haiti. But apparently,
she had a,
my,
she had a Haiti lady.
Yeah, Haiti lady.
Thank you.
I'll do the same thing. Haiti lady.
Well done.
So, and this Spanish lady, she was a pastor of her own church, and I always thought she was a sweetheart, you know, a nice lady, you know, Christian, but, you know, not really a dick about it. So my dad told me that she didn't want to use the Haiti lady because she didn't want the Haiti lady to get the glory of it all. Or, you know, to get the recognition for, you know, like, oh, you know what I mean, like, she would hog the limelight or what have you. And so eventually that stuff landed in the Dominican Republic, but the taxation department, the customs, was taxing the shit out of it. And, you know, she couldn't raise the funds, so it just sat there, obviously all the perishables and a hot fucking sun.
So she trafficked it through the DR to get a cheaper rate, but didn't take into account the fact they were going to tax the shit out of it.
Right, because they, you know, came up with that shit. That the people that she was dealing with to take it out there was like some, you know, rinky-dink church that didn't have all their ducks in order. So all that shit got ruined.
Right.
So was that something that's normal in the DR, or was that just like the Department of Taxation or whatever was like, oh shit, there's some stuff we can throw some taxes on from nowhere.
Both.
I could, yeah, it could be either.
So,
you know, I was talking to somebody today about they had come back from, they were in Cartagena, Colombia for a while, and, like, they had a great time, and it was like, you know, the villagers were really nice, and this is like a little white girl, you know, this is like a little white girl from AmeriCorps, you know, little hippie white girl that came back from Cartagena, and she was saying, like, yeah, everything was fine. The customs was great. Like, people were great. But, like, I went to the Dominican Republic for, like, 2 days, and, like, everybody was trying to get money from me. Like, how does – is it because we landed in a resort area?
Yeah.
Or is the
–
or seriously,
or
is seriously the Dominican Republic just even more of a scumbag nation?
Some, like, well-off tourists. And just try to, like,
get money. I mean, why wouldn't they assume that of a little white girl in Cartagena, Colombia?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I guess I'm assuming it's a touristy thing.
Yeah. But, like, even at the – I guess even at the airport in Butacana, like, it was just – you know, I mean, it was one of those things – like, I knew I had to be kind of on my guard because, like, when I got off the plane – there was a dude who obviously didn't work for the airline that was holding my bags. And, like, the airport in Putacana is, like, it's like we're used to JFK, which is, like, a big, solid structure. The airport in Putacana is, like, bamboo reeds and palm leaves.
Holding the structure. It's a hut, basically. A very extensive.
It is. It's like, a giant hut that, like, is not even remotely keeping the rain out. In any way, it's just like
I kind of dug it though, because I ain't
no, it was cool. Like when I was waiting to go home, that was the best time I had there, because like I was just chill. Like they didn't care about me anymore after that. Mm-hmm. Like once they knew I was leaving, they were like, "Ah, fuck them," you know. Okay. And then I could just relax. But like I get it. There was some dude holding my luggage who didn't work for the fucking airport, and I go over there, and I'm like, "Ah, here we go." And he starts like wheeling my bags. I'm like, "No, I can handle it." He's like, oh, right. No, habla inglés. I was like, yes, you do, motherfucker. Give me my bags.
Right.
You know, because what they do is they'll bring your bags outside and then wait for a tip. I don't need nobody to carry my fucking bags for me.
Yeah.
And he was like almost fighting me for my bags. And I was like, no, just give me my bags, son. Like, I don't need your help.
I think what Tony threw the old lady to the A&P.
Do people still do shit like that? I saw some kids hustling a few weeks ago outside of the Stop and Shop, hustling for money.
Yeah.
You know, offering to carry old ladies' bags and being like, oh, shit, let me get that tip, bitch, or I'll kill you.
$1.
You got a case quarter. Who got a case quarter? Case quarter, case quarter. Explain case quarter to me. What is that? Where does it come from? What is
that? Well, funnily enough, I needed a case quarter. I had 30 cents, and I was asking people around if they had a quarter. And
So that means like a physical quarter. It means you need like the actual
one piece coin
that represents 25 cents.
Yes, a one-piece coin to...
Okay, I thought you were talking about the slugs. Like what I can say when I was at Stop and Shop, you either had to put a quarter in to get out the card, or you could put in a slug. People would like leave quarters in there while I was talking. I would get quarters back from people.
So did you have like a pocket full of quarters after like a couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, in a given week, I probably make like $3 or $4 a quarter.
I don't know what to do with that information. I feel like that's really I feel like that's good, but really sad at the same time. Like really sad.
Well, listen, working at Stop and Shop was sad to begin with, but like that would be my little reward for going out in the freezing cold and getting all the cars that these dumbasses up the park.
Stop and Shop, you said, or ShopRite?
No, Stop and Shop. Mickey was like a cart guy or a bag boy at the Stop and Shop in Cross County for a while.
Yeah.
This is like the other. This was like 6 months ago.
Stop and Shop is a relatively new institution for us, at least. It's not like ShopRite where you can get it right. So in the last 10 years, you were pushing carts.
No, not in the last 10 years.
No,
it was.
It had to be probably about a good 15.
Yeah,
10,
like,
between 10 and 15
probably,
years ago.
Yeah, like 15.
Stop and Shop.
Mick had just turned 35.
36.
He had just finished. Okay, he just finished a bid in Rikers, and
right.
You know, he's trying to do something legit.
Yeah,
this is a fun fact. You know, they brought up Rikers.
You know, right out of that.
It costs more to maintain an inmate annually at Rikers than it does to pay for Harvard Law.
That's crazy.
Annually.
Really?
Yeah.
For how long, though? I mean, like, for what, for a year of Harvard Law School? It costs more to house an inmate. Why is that, though? Like, what are they eating fucking escargot over there?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, it's fucking. That's why it's the prison industrial complex. You know, corporations are making money off of fucking.
Louis, your face is an industrial complex.
I am.
Never happened to three hots in a car. I feel like they're treating them too well. They're charging more for that than they are for Harvard Law School.
What did you say? Two fat yams in a bag?
Two fat yams.
That too.
Louis and I were once. I don't know what the fuck. We were just watching a movie with Chow Yun-Fat in it, and we just started, like, making fun of his name because, of course, we were just the most horribly racist people ever, apparently.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, he's got a cousin named Two Fat Yam. It's his brother, and his cousin has a brother named Half a Yam on the Floor.
That was super funny for, like, years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's charming, man, but no one knows who Chow Yun-Fat is anymore.
Yeah, what happened to Fat Chow Yun? Fat Yun Chow. Or some young guy, whatever. Like, so Chow Yun-Fat, see, what they do is, like, the Chinese way of saying names is that the family name comes first. Which kind of makes sense in a way. Like you identify your clan first. So like Chow Yun Fat would be, you know, he's of the Fat clan. So he would be like they would actually pronounce it like Fat Chow Yun or something like that, or Fat Yun. I don't know how the second part goes, but like that it identifies you easily first. It, like, you know, you're of the clan Cholella and you're Mickey of the clan Cholella.
Right.
But I guess there's a certain anonymity in only using your first name when you introduce yourself to people.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's indicative of their, you know, their structure of societal.
They're more like family oriented, I guess.
Well, yeah.
No, it's more like it's more feudal, I think, than that. It's less about family and more about status based on family.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, then it's a good thing we don't do that here, because my family has zero status.
Oh! Shit, she's alive. Let's put her on.
Macho Lewis.
Did she have a baby?
Hooray! She lived.
What was it?
I'm sorry. I was asleep.
The weakest.
Way more optimal way of spending your time, actually, speaking here.
Isn't it like, aren't women supposed to be, like, mentally and emotionally stronger than men? Like, aren't they supposed to be more on the ball than us? I don't understand this.
Really?
No, that's your misconception. We're just as jackassy as men. That's what you do.
We postulated that you were in the delivery room again.
That'd be a good guess, considering that you're completely wrong.
Interesting. So, were you
talking about shit?
We sort of were talking about, like, the typhoon that hit the Philippines in kind of a vague way, because there's no story to it. There's no story to it. Like, a bad thing in nature happened again. Like, a whole shit ton of people died again. And it's probably going to be the next cause célèbre or whatever, however you pronounce it, which is, you know, celebrities and musicians are going to be having concerts for the Philippines, and everybody's going to be real happy about it, and there's going to be some money gone over there, and then it's going to go into the wrong pockets, and everybody's going to forget about the Philippines again in, like, probably 3 months.
Well, yeah.
What do you think Kanye's going to do about this?
He's going to get on there and say that Barack Obama doesn't care about black people.
Barack Obama does not care about Filipino people.
Yes, he's a
classism.
Yes.
It's classism.
That's right.
He doesn't care anything about lumpia. No lumpia. No, this is horrible. That whole thing is horrible. It's supposed to be bigger than Katrina. And so far, like, the biggest, three times bigger than Katrina.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, Mike, do you remember when we planned to make our way down to New Orleans to become warlords?
Was that New Orleans? I thought we talked about going to Africa to do that.
No, I was going
Africa
Katrina
to be warlords?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I think what happens is, at least for me, I can't speak for Louis. Every couple of years or so, I forget what an idiot I am, and then I just get this, what I think is this masterful idea to go to some war-torn land and become a warlord.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, this grandiose, like, belief that you're going to go over and take over a civilization. And you're just like, yeah, I forgot about that.
I mean, there's no way we could have held New Orleans for long, but I still think we could go to Africa and become African warlords.
Please, that would be hilarious.
I wanna ride lions in the savannah, trailing like an army of children with like half like half chopped machete arms and shit.
In all reality, you'd be ass raped by midnight. Like the minute you stepped off the plane, you've been marked as an ass rape victim.
They have blades on their chopped-off arm.
Well, they fucking, like, in some of the crazier areas, Africa is, whenever you think of, like, the craziest shit that could possibly happen between humans, it's happening somewhere in Africa. Like, they're killing albinos and, like, using their skin and bones in, like, magic rituals because apparently albinos are mystic. So they're
killing
them. Are
they human centipedes?
That'd be crazy, a African human albino centipede.
Yeah.
Closer to...
No, but,
closer
like, the
to white.
Seriously, like, that Africa freaks me out a little bit because, like, there's still this mentality that Louis and I actually talked about this a few times. You guys might have even heard it. Like, when, especially when all the crazy AIDS things are happening, when there's a particularly strong AIDS outbreak in a certain area,
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, rape is already a thing out there. Africans love their rape, apparently, like in Sudan and the Congo.
You
cannot
get them to give up their rape.
They love their rape, but they, like, apparently raping a virgin cures AIDS in their minds. Like, that's a belief.
Wait, it doesn't?
No, kid, you still got it.
Ah, damn it.
There's a lot of things that virgins do cure. AIDS isn't one of them.
Mm. Oh, well, back
I wouldn't
to the
know. I haven't been a virgin since I was, like, I don't know, 5.
Oh,
oh God. Was Nikki your dad?
No. But
there,
I wanted him to be.
Jesus. Oh, God. Well, he could be your daddy now.
No, thank you.
He could be your father figure.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Till the end of time.
Rape is not funny. Rape is not funny, neither is child molestation.
Mm-hmm.
I like how we went back to rape again. It's always the show. Eventually,
yeah,
even if we try to stay away from it, it's just going
to
come back.
Gotten away with that. Really, kind of gotten away from that lately.
We've stayed kind of far away from the rape.
Rape's in the news again.
Clapping up the joint too much.
Well, I think it's because Christy is doing kind of what I wanted her to do when she actually decides to show up and she's not giving birth to a child or sleeping. She's putting a kind of a normalization effect on the show and the fact that we're not as rape happy as we used to be. I mean, she's still pretty terrible. She's still a pretty terrible human being like the rest of us. But,
right.
But she's moving us
a
bit away from just like wanton, misogynistic rape jokes.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Breath of fresh air.
Yes.
She's brought
shit. I mean, by comparison, I sound as if I'm the voice of reason. But really,
yes, exactly. Which is what rape is what I didn't want somebody that was so much the voice of reason that they wouldn't jive and that it would just, you know, we'd get our wings clipped and we'd become homogenized. But we needed somebody who was filthy and disgusting and horrible with a slimy vagina and demon titties and, you know.
Hey. What we do on a Saturday night is nobody's business, okay, Mike?
It's okay.
Hey.
All right. Yes.
They don't need to know
but,
I have demon titties.
I'm assuming you have demon titties. I mean, it's just, I do.
Mike, speaking of demon titties, I was telling you guys about that Anthony Bourdain Japan special with the whole robot and parts unknown.
I don't know what you're saying. What are you saying?
The Anthony Bourdain thing I was talking about the other day when he went to Japan. And
no
reservation.
Prank caller.
Oh, hello. So, he interviewed the guy who did that crazy anime movie with all the tentacle fucking. Apparently he started. And I guess Christy could verify this, having lived over there. There's a lot of manga that's all tentacle fucking.
Right.
Oh,
hentai.
Was, like, inside hentai, yeah.
What is it called?
It's hentai.
Hentai. Hentai. You gotta say what a Japanese.
H-E-N-T-A-I. Hentai.
Hentai.
I want to smoke a cigarette. Right.
So what about this, Lee? What about it?
He interviewed the originator of all that, the guy who came up with it. Apparently, you couldn't do porn out there, so he came up with tentacle fucking. And,
that's
fucker.
Normal.
I know.
I don't know what to make of that.
Why not just have regular porn? But no.
Right.
Schoolgirls have to be raped by tentacles. That's porn out there. It's weird.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah. All right, guys, I got to take off. Hate to be a
dog. All right, Mickles.
Bye.
You have fun.
Thank you.
You have fun trying not to get caught masturbating in public.
Yes, exactly.
No.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Fuck you.
Be good.
Your boss.
Fuck you, man, having a life and shit. There's no guy I'd rather be hanging out with you and your friend than doing this shitty show. Dick.
Loser.
Yeah, so Christy, you were saying something after we talked about the Philippines. You went somewhere with that, didn't you?
I don't remember. I'm a stoner right now. I only hold things in my brain for like 5 minutes, and after that it just sweeps away.
Right.
I have no idea what we were talking about. Went into tentacle porn and rape.
Yeah, how do we get into... they believe they... I mean, I'm not saying, like, all Africans believe that, but there's, like, a very common belief that having sex with a virgin will cure AIDS. And, of course, you know, they don't want to have to put the time in. And that I understand. They don't want to have to put the time in to getting to know a virgin to get in their pants. I mean, that's too much for anybody to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, just jumping straight to the rape, I don't agree with that. But they're going after young girls, like 8-year-old, 9-year-old girls. Like I think every woman in Africa has been raped at least once.
Well, all kidding aside, it's like approaching half. It's horrible.
Yeah, that's astounding.
Yeah, it is astounding. Fucking.
What the fuck is up? Why is that happening?
Tours, you know how they have like safari tours? You need to start warlord tours in Africa. That way, you know, we can set our own rules. And if you rape somebody, we chop your arm off.
We need to become warlords. We need to become like the only anti-rape warlords in Africa.
I'm talking about it.
Or maybe anti-rape is a little too strong. Maybe we're the rapist rapers in Africa. Maybe we rape the rapers.
Damn,
raping the rapers.
We're like the meta rapers.
They're all gonna have AIDS.
Believe me, buddy. This hurts me more than it hurts you.
You know what sucks though is that we'll be. Like, if these dudes are raping people to get rid of their AIDS, like, that means that we have to rape AIDS dudes.
I know, but I'm not down with that.
There's nothing flawed about that logic at all.
Need to rethink it.
Well, you know, like, one of the silliest things I've ever seen was, like, I was I've seen this a few times, actually. It's advice on what a woman should do. When she's about to be raped or something like that, and one of the suggestions was to tell the rapist that you're pregnant, which apparently that actually has a pretty high success rate. But another one was to say, you know, oh, I have AIDS. I feel like that could really backfire, because like, what if you say to the rapist, I have AIDS, and he goes, it's okay, so do I.
Then you say you're pregnant.
I mean,
no, did I say AIDS? I'm sorry, I meant pregnant.
That might be like the green light. It's like, bitch can't get pregnant if she's already pregnant. That means I gotta go.
I'm sure that doesn't work 100% of the time.
Yeah. They said that it's more successful than I have AIDS. I think AIDS would be like automatic. I got to kill this bitch now.
That's terrible. I have AIDS. Yeah, me too. Like, then what?
That means he's upset. All right. What are you doing? Hello?
Yeah. No. This show's done.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we decided to drop you, Percy. You're done. Just you, though.
My bad.
go for you is done.
You're done.
So it's been other than the Philippines being bitch slapped by nature.
Yeah.
It's been a pretty quiet news week.
Everybody's doing all right. Everybody's calling their mom. Everybody's happy.
They're focusing on the website being a failure, but how much can you say in the news cycle? We've heard it like 15 different times.
Why do people get so wrapped up in things that they, like, why is it that it's when a typhoon hits the Philippines, like everybody, I mean, even on, I logged into Blog Talk Radio, and they have, like, a link to donate to the Philippines Relief Fund. Why when that happens, everybody wants to mobilize and throw $5 towards that? But, like, there are children right now in New York City, in big, giant metropolitan areas like New York City, who are going to school without school books. Like, why can't you throw $5 towards that?
Can't you throw $5 towards Louis? I'll put that shit up.
Yeah, seriously, throw $5 towards this show.
What?
That's production value. A couple of clips here and there.
I mean, the show, you know, the show will dance on a pole for you, jiggle its ass and its titties. You throw a couple bills that make it rain on the show.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks. For what? Can't see any, you know? Can't see.
Well, you know what, Christy? Here's what you need to do. As the sole attractive member of the show, you need to start, like, baring your breasts for the show. You need to start showing your titties.
Or at least saying you're doing it.
Say you did. Be like, I'm going to show my tits at 6:30 on a podcast, live podcast, and trick people. And then just, like, download a picture of some, like, saggy black titties from the internet, and we'll just pretend those are yours.
Oh. No, that's not going to do a damn thing. Still.
Okay, some nice black titties from the internet.
No.
Oh, no fun.
We'll just Photoshop your head onto, like, right on top of a pair of tits. No neck, no shoulders, just your head on titties.
You do that anyway. What is that? I mean,
yeah, but nobody's seen that. That's for my private use.
I mean,
Come on, Chris. Start shaking that booty. Start shaking that booty for the show. Let's go. Hustle, hustle.
You twerk it. You white people like to twerk now.
I tried, but nobody wants to see that. And the few times that Louis shook his butt for the show, people threw up.
Oh.
Nobody wants to see,
like,
car wash noodles dangling in the wind.
Let's see,
and it's
an
inappropriate venue to do it at a christening.
See if next show we can get the Chocolate Rain guy to call in.
That guy's not doing anything, right?
I know, Chrissy, you're black. You must know him.
I do not know that guy. Is he black?
Oh, you know somebody
that knows,
like, him, though.
I thought he was like some weird Afro-Asian.
Really?
His name is Tay Zonde, but I don't know if that's his real name.
I mean, we're talking about the Chocolate Rain guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I didn't really have time to come up with topics for the show today, so that's what we're talking about right now. Chocolate Rain guy.
It's better than Kanye.
Yeah.
I mean, he got his 15 minutes.
Isn't it though?
I mean, he got his... I would buy something from the Chocolate Rain guy before I buy something from Kanye. At least the Chocolate Rain guy stuff would be moderately priced and probably...
Chocolate Rain!
I'd buy a song off of him. If you wrote a song for me, I'd buy it off him.
I want to actually commission him to write the song Chocolate Brains, because when we do our zombie comedy... That's gonna be a hit amongst the zombies. There's gonna be a song called Chocolate Brains, and he's gonna sing it.
Chocolate Brains.
Chocolate brains. Brains. Chocolate brains.
Chocolate brains. That would be a good
chocolate
zombie song.
They should play it on ANC,
like on the Walking Dead marathons and stuff.
Yeah.
It would change.
Chocolate brains.
That kid
is ridiculous. He has the most disproportionately deep voice I've ever heard.
Like the skinniest, scrawniest dude you could find in the deepest, blackest voice that bellowed out of the abyss comes through his vocal cords.
I know, he looks like Urkel with Barry White's voice.
Yes. Now, I just wanted to know, did he think chocolate rained through? Because if it's raining and it's brown, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, brown rain doesn't... No, it's not an image that conjures up any kind of positivity.
Chocolate rain. I just had some Taco Bell last night. Chocolate rain.
I mean, Prince had working up a black sweat, and that was sexy, you know. Chocolate rain is scary. It's nothing good is coming of this.
Well, did you know that after... Because, I mean, look, we all know what chocolate rain is, but its heyday is a bit over, you know. I mean, it was one of the first big YouTube videos that I remember that blew up and became famous and got turned into a meme and all that shit. But, like, an actual rap group made a version of Chocolate Rain with him, like a real professional version of it. Yeah, and it's still pretty bad, though. It's still a bad song, though. Yeah, it's still a bad song. Yeah.
They did it in the dare. It was a tax write-off as a...
I mean, what
but I mean, it's no,
forward
it's no,
after
look, it's
that?
No cold in the D, okay? It's no cold in the D.
It's no cold in the D. How about the crying guy over Britney? Leave Britney alone.
Oh, I remember him. Leave Britney alone!
Yes. It was right after she had the bald umbrella smashing tirade, like that van had it coming, like, fuck this van and this umbrella. Bam.
Well, I mean, you know, what's so touching about that is some random little queen on the internet, you know, was Britney's loudest and most strident defender.
She looked so close to retarded, but she's not.
But she had on short shorts, and then, that made it okay, I suppose.
There was the fat kid with the lightsaber doing, like, the lightsaber video. You know that, like, that actually fucked that kid up real good? Like, that was something he did for himself. I actually really feel bad for that kid, because he did that shit for himself, and somebody, like, found the videotape in his house and stole it and put it out on the internet. And he was like, he got fucked up by that. Like, his whole life turned to shit because of that stuff.
Really?
Right.
I never saw the video come up. So what happened to him, though? Was he depressed and a big pussy, or?
I think he impaled himself on his own lightsaber, actually.
Oh, really?
He got fucked. Like, people bullied him and made fun of him and shit like that, and, you know.
Well, that's his own fault. You know what I'm saying? We need to be a little bit thicker skin. He should have embraced his fame, even if it was him being a jackass.
Hmm.
My friend wants to ask a question. Hold on,
man. Hello?
All right, well, I guess we'll end on that.
Lightsaber. Okay. Are you ending on that?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the...
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Whatever you just said, yes.
Yes.